And also, it can be something there about a story, the happies, or whatever I want to put it, but it's happening there among them. This thing, how they even talk about it, why we don't care about each other. I need the laundry, drying room to hang my clothes, and someone's clothes are already hanging there. So I just throw them down in a pile somewhere and put my own there instead. Why behave like that? Which the people that you say are lower, the karmis, the dirty ones, wouldn't even do. And they're discussing that because I've been in such discussions. The author. And well, the answer may be, of course, that we came from backgrounds where we basically grew up in Western families, spoiled kids, with the parents took care of all of that. And we were just out there, you know, partying and studying. Maybe, or as many did then, doing as little as possible and just drinking beer and smoking pot. And but that was basically our lives. And then we enter into this and we are supposed to be sadhus. But you know, there are so many things then to do. So you feel stressed. And not really happy and satisfied, and it's not really that you maybe love each other, but you know, you just happen to be here, a bunch of people in a temple, in an ashram, people who you wouldn't care about otherwise. So your lack of training and responsible living, again, having stepped in basically from the beer can and the bong, the children, as we call it then, as we had then. Well, what can you expect? And maybe that also coupled with a bit of that impersonalism that easily came creeping in from India as well. Not from Srila Prabhupada, but you know, a cultural contamination, you could say, because it was especially then very dominant in India. And we are learning Indian culture here, don't we? So, yeah, that's a possible correct analysis of it. But what's more important is to not have such personal and, how to say, uncultured, but really not care caring, but others, I mean, it's lower qualities of being and acting and thinking about oneself and others that belong more to the Western world, which is more in the lower gunas. So we can show this, how then the problem is that when something gets kind of institutionalized, meaning it becomes the way that you do it because the others do it, and it can continue because my parents did it that way, and things easily get stuck in a certain format, and that's how these strange and often outright dysfunctional religions appeared, or different power systems, which we also often, of course, turned into, but political, whatever, that were then used by others for their own selfish, greedy, whatever purposes. And there came in those molds there as well, that, yeah, I hate that other person there was the temple president of that temple there, so I want to be my own temple president and have my own temple country. So, in this way, projects were started and upheld and designed by such lower, not virtuous, motivations. So that kind of, you know, digging into that and cleaning it up, that's what the job is about now.